You're listening to SBS News.
Just weeks after the bloody and divisive coup that ousted Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister, disgruntled National MPs have been canvassing the prospect of Barnaby Joyce replacing Michael McCormack as leader. The party's coalition partner is understandably less than enthused by the speculation, as it prepares to face a tricky by-election in the Sydney seat of Wentworth. After addressing a National Farmers Conference in Canberra, Prime Minister Scott Morrison was asked whether he would welcome back Mr. Joyce as Deputy Prime Minister.
Look, they're matters for the National Party, but what I do know is that the coalition between the Nationals and the Liberals has never been stronger. Michael McCormack, I continue to work with him enthusiastically, passionately, and just announcing what I have this morning. Well, it wasn't really an announcement. Our position has never changed. Of course we've been working towards an agricultural visa, and we've got a plan for how to get there. And so Michael McCormack has been critical to that process, and I continue to enjoy working with him, and I think he does a fantastic job.
For his part, Mr. Joyce has denied sounding out colleagues about a return to the leadership, but says he would jump at the opportunity if approached.
I've always said that if anything was offered to me, I would take it. It is faux modesty to say if you're offered a job, you'll turn it down. That is garbage. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a cabinet minister, there wouldn't be a leader, there wouldn't be a deputy leader.
Michael McCormack has dismissed any push for change as being confined to one or two anonymous party room members.
Barnaby Joyce has said that he's not canvassing out, and I believe him. Whether or not others are, well, that's a matter for them. But the fact is, I have the majority support in the National Party. And the fact is, I have to say, not one National Party member has come to me and said that they're dissatisfied with anything.
Mr. McCormack has talked up his working relationship with Barnaby Joyce after accusations this week on Sydney Radio that he backgrounded against the former leader before February's leadership change.
Yes, I've seen Barnaby. I've said g'day to him. We've obviously had a very important meeting the other day about the drought, and I have to say that people in those drought-affected areas must look at these broadcasts and think, why so much introspection? Why aren't the members of Parliament, indeed, why aren't the media focused on our struggles with the prolonged dry spell? That's what I'm interested in, that's what I'm focused on, and I know that's what Barnaby is too.
The National Party leader has strongly denied any leaking to the media in the lead-up to Mr. Joyce's forced resignation from the top job, which came about amid several controversies over his private life. Mr. Joyce had admitted to an affair with a former staffer, Vicky Campion, who later gave birth to their child. He was also facing allegations of sexual harassment by a prominent figure in the Western Australia branch of the National Party, allegations subsequently dismissed by an internal party investigation. Backbencher Michelle Landry has told Sky News a Barnaby Joyce comeback is inevitable.
You know, I'm sure at some stage in his career, Barnaby will be the leader again. But Michael is our leader now. He has the support of the party room. And I have spoken to quite a few of my colleagues.
But he's to blame for stoking it, isn't he?
They are all very supportive.
Mr. Joyce is to blame for stoking it again, clearly.
Well, yes, Barnaby, well, like, he made that comment, but now is Michael's time, and I think that Michael is doing a great job.
A key Michael McCormack supporter, frontbencher Darren Chester, has a blunt message for Mr. Joyce and his backers that the leadership isn't up for grabs.
Mate, I would take full forward for the Sydney Swans if I had the chance, but there's no vacancy. Now, there is no vacancy in the leadership of the National Party. Michael McCormack was elected unanimously to the role earlier this year. He's been working his butt off right across regional Australia, delivering a great infrastructure package. I think he's doing a damn good job, and I think he'll continue to do that. We need to work together as a team after the next election. We need to prove to the Australian people that we're focused on the issues that matter to them.
More coalition leadership turmoil is another gift for Labor. The opposition's manager of parliamentary business, Tony Burke, has seized on the speculation.
The Liberals have proven that they can't deliver stability. The Nats are proving that they can't. I mean, it used to be the case that the National Party was sort of their whole image was meant to be that they'd be stable, they'd be reliable. They've just decided to throw that out the window.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.